The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
Learn who rules over you, simply find out who you're not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host, and today I'm delighted to welcome back my good friend, Dr. Eric Colster. I'm going to bring him up right now. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, good morning, Andy. It's great to be with you again and continue our series here. I think we must be getting close to 50 shows together over the past several years, so we've had a chance to discuss, I think, a lot of extremely important things, and this show will be no exception. In fact, it may be the most important one yet. If people can just hang in and listen to some hard truths, I think it will be extremely beneficial.
Absolutely. And before we dive into the material that you've prepared for us today, Eric, can you just let the audience know your websites for those who are listening live and won't necessarily go to the show post?
Yeah, well, you know, I taught physical geography for 30 years at three universities, retired in 2011. But I had by that time already established a very, very large websites that were basically free to the public information. One being naturalclimatechange.org, since that was my topic, my field, climatology, paleoclimatology, geomorphology, and soils. And the other being 911nwo.com, which, of course, exposed the big lies of September 11th. And these two still are very, very pertinent. They're still up, and they are digital libraries of free information for the public. We are being played and conned on such a phenomenal scale that most people can't imagine. But those two websites set the score straight on those topics. And then the last several years, I've been working on another website, Gang Stalking Mind Control Cults. .com, which discusses the subject of organized gang stalking or contract stalking or counterintelligence stalking in terms of its relevance to mind control. And this is the one I've been working on most. And then I also have a couple more. One, San Luis Valley Waterwatch.com, which talks about the attempted water play by Marie Strong of the United Nations in the southern central part of Colorado, where I have a home. And then finally, my music site is ericcarlstrom.com. And with all this information, you can see why I might have become a targeted individual myself, maybe kind of a little bit of a thorn in the side of the New World Order, because they don't want these things exposed. But the material we'll be talking about today is on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. And the shorter URL to get to the same site is globalgestapo.com. I've given it the name G5, Global Government Gang Stalking Genocide Gestapo. This is the world we're in now, and targeted individuals are being tortured and hit with directed energy weapons and mind control with these weapons. And now it would appear under COVID-19 regime, which is another huge fraud, we're all going to be more and more subject to these same, more or less secret technologies.
Yes, and just a quick announcement. I may as well throw it in now. I've been trialing a search engine called webcrawler.com. Webcrawler.com. And it was recommended to me, I think, by Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson for as a news search engine. And I'll give you an example. Jeff Rentz played, when he had Brad Nathaniel on, a very disturbing BitChute video of a woman who was saying extremely nasty things about what she wants to do to the goyim on a bus. And I had the link, but then I deleted it because I decided I wasn't going to use it myself. And anyway, I was speaking to Dr. Peter Hammond today, and I wanted to get it over to him because he's had experience of dealing with people with demonic possession. And I typed in BitChute, you know, kill the goyim, things like this into startpage.com, which uses the Google search engine. Absolutely nothing comes up. And then I went into webcrawler.com, and it came up with that search about the second one down. And I've been having a lot of good results with webcrawler.com for finding things that the other search engines have scrubbed. And I looked into them, and it turns out they've actually got the same parent company as startpage.com, which is based on the Google search engine. But it does offer different results and more accurate results. And also, it is the longest running search engine. It started off in 1994, apparently. That's according to Wikipedia. But if you want to go and listen to the show Jeff did with this clip with Brother Nathaniel, it was outstanding, as many of Jeff's shows are. And it's a real honour to be on his network. And I thank Jeff for all his hard work he's done for us all over the many decades he's been doing this. So, Eric, where would you like to start us off today?
Well, you know, a couple of months ago, we did a show, Who is the They and They Live? And you found that excellent photo from the movie of the guy putting on the glasses, the dark glasses, which allowed him to see the people that, you know, were exploiting and attacking and destroying his race, the human race. And we've narrowed it down pretty much to identifying this group, although that's a radioactive topic and gets you in a lot of trouble. But we have to talk about it because we are in a war for our very survival. And, the first two principles of war, according to Sun Tzu, are know yourself and know your enemy. And so we need to know our enemy. We need to know how they function. And we could, you know, I'm sure we could have another 50 shows on that topic. But what I'd like to do is combine information on that topic, maybe going a little bit deeper with a little bit more in terms of their goal right now with this COVID-19 fraud, which is indeed to enslave us all with these high-tech quote-unquote vaccines, which give us the quantum dot tattoo and essentially install surveillance equipment and implants in our bodies so that we can be treated like all the targeted individuals like myself, who then can be mind controlled and manipulated 24/7. And this will be the mark of the beast system. Now, this is the conclusion also, as it turns out, of a fantastic economist and insider named Catherine Austin Fitz, who was the secretary director, I think, of the assistant director of HUD. Housing and Urban Welfare, I think it is, back in the 80s, and who was also a Wall Street Dylan Reed employee, and who's got a website called The Salar Report. She's done a couple interviews on this topic in July of this year, and I've got them now transcribed on my website. The title of this, and I've sent it to you, is We Are in World War III. Catherine Austin Fitz interviews. Now, we're all looking in the wrong direction. So I would like to help people turn around, put on your big boy pants, put on your big girl pants, as some have, and wake up and realize that we're not fighting COVID-19. We're not worried about those revolutionaries in the street. We're not going to fight about you know, bunch of diversionary tactics. We're going to have to realize what's happening. And she lays it out in terms of a sequence of events. So if you don't mind, I would like to just start with a couple quotes from the many, many webs or posts I've got, which actually quote our controllers, and then I'll move into her stuff. So here's a couple quotes from the Parasite class that's themselves, Satan's kids, the serpent people who want to enslave us and now are very close to having the means and mechanism to do it. Murray Samuel, we Jews who have posed as saviors of the world, we are today nothing else but the world's destroyers. We'll remain the destroyers. Nothing you can do will meet our demands and needs. We need a world of our own. Okay, that's 1924 in a book, You Gentiles. Then we know the Jewish Talmud, quote, when our Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile slaves. Okay, we're very close to that. Then 1960, Jew and High Crimea, High Mason Crimea, founder and president of L'Alliance Israélite Universelle, excuse my poor French accent, the day is not far distant when all the riches, all the treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel. And then bring it up to date, Ariel Sharon, Israeli prime minister, October 2001, right after September 11th, which of course they were intimately involved with, planning and executing. We Jews control America and the Americans know it. A quote by Hugh Aikens, author of Synagogue Rising 2012, who he's a Catholic. He says Israel was behind all four fronts in 9/11, that momentous event in our nation's history. One, the actual terror attacks themselves. Two, the subsequent cover-up. And both three, the U.S.-led military invasions overseas, and four, the domestic security state apparatus. Okay, I can go on with lots of quotes. I could just send you a link to the posts where I've gathered many, many quotes historically that over the past several hundred years lay out the plan, and they're always bragging about doing it, actually. So I'll just read one, and then we'll... this is by Rabbi Emanuel Rabinovich. I think you're probably familiar with these, Andy, but this is coming from 1952 at a meeting of rabbis in Budapest, and as reported in the Canadian Intelligence Service and American Bulletin. The goal for which we have striven so concertedly for 3,000 years is at last within our reach. And because its fulfillment is so apparent, it behooves us to increase our efforts and our caution tenfold. I can safely promise you that before 10 years have passed, our race will take its rightful place in the world, with every Jew a king and every Gentile a slave. We will openly reveal our identity with the races of Asia and Africa. I can state with assurance that the last generation of white children is now being born. Our control commissions will, in the interest of peace and wiping out our interracial tensions, forbid the whites to mate with white. The white woman must cohabit with members of the dark races, the white men with black women. Thus, the white race will disappear, for mixing the dark with the white means the end of the white man, and our most dangerous enemy will become only a memory. We shall embark upon an era of 10,000 years of peace and plenty, and Pax Judaica, or peace, Jewish peace, which is, of course, their Tikkun Olam, or their Jewish Utopia, which they've written much about as well, Jewish Universal Empire. Our race will rule undisputed over the world. Our superior intelligence will easily enable us to retain mastery over a world of dark people. This war will end for all time the struggle against the Gentiles. Our race will rule undisputed over the world. They're kind of like to drive the point home, don't they? A little arrogance there. And so with vision of world victory before you, you go back to your countries and intensify your good work until that approaching day when Israel will reveal herself in all her glorious destiny as the light of the world. Just makes you feel warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? I've got so many quotes like this, Andy. I know you've got them in your book as well. You know, and I have also demonstrated in a series of talks, I've studied so many targeted individuals who have, you know, withstood the tortures of the serpent people. Very, very secret, very protected by the nations. And so many have come to the conclusion that Jews are behind the whole thing. And I've actually had a TI come and tell me Jews are behind the whole thing. And it turned out he was of Jewish parentage and had been implanted with microchips some 40 years earlier and had spent most of his life being, you know, attacked with microwaves, which, of course, is a brutal form of torture and mind control. So, yeah, I mean, they're not above torturing their own. They will use their own. They're not really, you know, kind of human in the sense that we expect humans. They would be, I think, mostly or many would fit the category of predatory psychopaths. So no conscience and essentially a different species. Now, we talked about that when we discussed the movie They Live. And what's going on here? What's going on with this serpent race? Well, it turns out they're collectivists, and it also turns out they have secret means of control or communication, which long predate cell phones, but that they are essentially, I would say, a hive mind, and that they operate together as a unit, and their mission is to feed off of and ultimately destroy the goyim. That's the role of this parasitic group. And Oliver P. Revelo has written a book about this called The Jewish Strategy, and Dr. Kevin McDonald's written a number of books about this. He was a professor at California State University and an author, and then many others. And your book, of course, is very important on this. But before we get into, we'd spend the next, like I say, 50 shows on this topic, and I think it would be time well spent. However, because we are in this situation of lockdown, our global economies are being destroyed, our way of life is being destroyed, Christian civilization is being destroyed, and we are being gradually puppy trained to be biorobot slaves. Let's go into some of the material that Catherine Austin Fitz presents. Now, she doesn't mention the J word, but let me tell you some of the conclusions that she comes to in her two interviews that I've posted. Did you want to jump in, Andy, and say anything to what I just said, or should I just plow ahead with the Catherine Austin Fitz's main points?
Well, I'll just throw something in very quickly. Now, folks, we're recording this on Wednesday, and so we may have more news by then. But on Tuesday this week, there was that big blast in Beirut. And I actually, I tested this out on web crawler and Google. I typed in Israel bombed Lebanon. Now Google, it was all mainstream, nothing there. But on web crawler, five down with the search term Israel bombed Lebanon, there's breaking Israel bombed Beirut. Click on that, and it's interesting because the website's called Tikkun Olam, and this is an article by Richard Silverstein. And he said, a confidential, highly informed Israeli source has told me that Israel caused a massive explosion at the Beirut port earlier today, which killed over 100 and injured thousands. The bombing also virtually leveled the port itself and caused massive damage throughout the city. Israel targeted a Hezbollah weapons depot at the port and planned to destroy it with an explosive device. Tragically, Israeli intelligence did not perform due diligence on their target. Thus, they did not know, or if they did know, they didn't care, that there were 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate stored in the next-door warehouse. The explosion at the arms depot ignited the next-door warehouse, causing the catastrophe that resulted. And I throw that in there because it's relevant to what Eric just said. And it also shows that there are Jewish sources themselves. This guy, Richard Silverstein, certainly sounds like one who will actually reveal things that Israel would prefer not revealed. So this is his comments. This is his claims that he's got this secret confidential, highly informed Israeli source. But I just wanted to throw it in there. And now back to you, Eric, for your comments and what you had from Catherine Austin Fitz.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, I watched TrueNews.com last night with Rick Wiles, and they covered this. And not only did they have this incredible weapon rolled out, perhaps a tactical nuclear weapon, bunker buster, in Lebanon, Beirut, but also there were simultaneous attacks by Israel in Syria and Iran. So, yeah, we are. That gets to the first point of of Catherine Austin Fitz, number one, we are now in World War III. So buckle up and act accordingly, please. This means a response is called for on our part. Now, I add to this first point, it is a hybrid war of captured governments, captured by Israel and the Jews, against their citizens. And then her point is also a 10,000-year-old spiritual war. I define hybrid war here as more or less unconventional war, fourth-generation war. Includes the use of regular military forces, special forces, irregular forces, in other words, civilians, information warfare and propaganda, diplomacy, cyber attacks, economic warfare, and directed energy weapons, and now increasingly neurowarfare and neuroweapons. There's a talk that was given by Dr. James Canton on this topic, and I've got that on my website and transcribed as well. This is what the targeted individuals like myself have been guinea pigs for, this kind of weapon, these directed energy weapons. Number two, like people with addictions and those in codependent relationships, we are funding and supporting the very people who are attacking and destroying us. Of course, that would be the our leaders. This would be our Jewish-controlled leaders, the Jewish billionaire mega group, the neoconservatives, indeed the Trump White House, the Hillary team, the Clintons. The big guns are all actually in this camp. Catherine Austin Fitz then says, if we can face it, God can fix it. Okay, she's a Christian lady. I think it's very important that we maintain our Christian identity, our base, our understanding of ourselves in this. And if we have time, I'd like to read some scriptures later. In August, which shows that, you know, we are free in God and we're free in Christ. We don't bend the knee to humans, especially not to the serpent people. In August 2019, Stanley Fisher, who, by the way, dual Israeli-American citizen, Jew, former vice president of the Federal Reserve, several Federal Reserve governors and several BlackRock representatives met in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and decided to, quote, go direct. Go direct. This has precipitated, she says, the greatest global financial reset in which radically increased police powers are assumed under the pretext of protecting the public from COVID-19, which, of course, is a complete fraud, a plandemic, a scandemic. And that has become so obvious to people who have looked at this critically. Number four, BlackRock, which is the world's largest asset manager with $7.4 trillion in assets under management, whose CEO, by the way, is Lawrence Fink, another Jew from California, was hired by U.S., Canada, and Sweden, and is managing the Great Reset, the Go Direct plan, while the Fed is buying up emerging markets, small businesses, farms and ranches, et cetera, at the greatest rate in history. So as they grow bankrupt, which of course is the plan, at the greatest rate ever, they scarf up these assets for pennies on the dollar. So this is the mother of all debt traps, like the Great Depression, only much worse. The big banks and large corporations, of course, are radically enriching themselves at the moment. For some reason, COVID-19 is not found in Home Depot and Walmart, even in Mexico, where I'm now living. But it's in all the small businesses, so they need to be closed down. But, of course, Walmart and Home Depot are picking up their business now. Number five, this global financial reset is also completely reengineering the global financial and governance systems to allow the integration of robots and transhumanist man-machine hybrids to integrate with the labor force. Okay, people, you're becoming obsolete as we speak. And number six, the next one, the so-called vaccines, which she doesn't want to call vaccines because vaccines legally are defined as medicine, and these are not medicine, these are toxins. She said they're actually toxic injections with quantum dot tattoos, nanotech, aborted fetuses, heavy metals, gene-altering materials, etc., and they produce self-assembling implanted microchips that allow for 24/7 tracking, surveillance, biotelemetry, or two-way communication with radios, and brain-to-machine interface designed to usher in a system where 7 billion people around the planet are biometrically integrated into the DOD, Department of Defense, Jedi Cloud system, through an AI-managed software system that will simultaneously operate within all digital systems, AI digital system that is the equivalent of a credit on a company store. So no longer will we have cash, but our body itself will become something that is hooked up to their supercomputer AI system. Our work, our body motion, as we've seen in this bill that's in Congress now, I think it's called 666 or 060606, our bodies would be wired so that this information could be, the information about how much energy we actually expend would then be available to them, and that we would get credits for the work that we do. So we would really be turned into biorobot slaves, literally, quite literally. This is right here now. This is going through Congress. This system is now being implemented. Okay, next. And then she says, once people are managed through the AI software and man-machine interface through the DoD Jedi Cloud and hooked up physically, and then this is a benefit for our managers, then 90% of the federal, state, and local bureaucracy can go. This will save our managers a fortune in terms of transaction costs. You see how clever this is. And then she says also, our managers will have the ability now to fine-tune how much money people do or do not get according to a 24/7 surveillance-run system that assesses individuals' behavior. So you do the right things, you get your credits. So now you can, you know, eat, you can sleep, etc. If you don't do the right things, you're cut off. So this is the mark of the beast system. And she mentions that during the slave trade in the 1700s and 1800s, a similar system was called the whipping machine. So she says slavery is incredibly profitable. And when you combine with all this with the new technologies, which have been tested on TIs such as myself over the last 70 years, our managers will make a fortune. She also says these toxic injections are the greatest non-consensual human experiment in history. They are taking nanotechnology, gene editing, and gene-altering materials, heavy metals, bio-waste, aborted fetal tissue, and basically experimentally injecting these into millions, if not billions, of people. And this is a serious violation of the Nuremberg Code and the Nuremberg Principles. So what's so interesting, Andy, is all the things that I have had to come to grips with as a targeted individual are now being rolled out against everybody. And so the two most radioactive secret topics, the verboten topics, I think, on the planet today are Jewish supremacy, and number one, and number two, the targeting of specific targeted individuals, which, you know, couldn't possibly exist. And now we're combining the two, and we're combining the two in what is actually happening. Then she makes a very interesting point that the people that are strongly advocating and have been strongly advocating for the contact tracing system at the federal level were all the people who flew Epstein Air, the Lolita Express. It was Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, Donald Trump's lawyer. And now, to me, this has tremendous implications because, of course, contract tracing is basically the same thing as the street theater gang stalking with surveillance role players that has been going on for decades and has ramped up radically since September 11th against targeted individuals. And Dr. James Canton's talk, and he's head of Global Futures Incorporated, to the Special Operations Command and the corporations which stand to make fortunes on these neuroweapon technologies, is that he identified dark network supply chains, his term, behind, quote, the man-hunting business. And, of course, the man-hunting business would be the organized stalking electronic torture, which, of course, doesn't exist. you know, wink, wink, of course, it has been ramping up so that millions have been tortured in this manner. And this is identical, really, the same situation would then morph over into enforcing all of the COVID-19 restrictions. Have you had your shot? Have you got your COVID ID pass? All these things that they want to roll out now. By the way, all of this then requires massive bandwidth. So they got to have their 5G and their technocracy. Of course, this is the rollout of the technocracy, the Operation Talpiot from Israel. It all starting to fit together here, Andy. And then she makes a very, very important point here. She says the rioting in the cities, hold on now, brace yourself, is a staged propaganda fraud. It's all fake, just like all the street theater that we TIs have been experiencing, and just like all these crisis actors doing all these fake false flags. She said it's a made-for-TV reality show. This is, now who runs Hollywood, of course, is the Jews. So Jews have been running more and more of a integrated artificial reality or mixed reality for us. These riots in the cities are no exception. She says, Catherine Austin Fitz says in her interviews, in my experience, the intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice, the Federal Reserve, and the military have every inch under surveillance and controlled. So nothing happens in America in any county that they don't want happening. They have satellites up watching every inch of space. They don't miss a trick. And then I make a comment based on this analysis, which sounds correct to me based on my research. These entities, U.S. intelligence, military, Department of Justice, and the Federal Reserve, are all also behind the organized stalking electronic torture operations. So they feed one into the other. This is part of an integrated hybrid war against the domestic population. So then she says there are several layers of personnel, paid personnel in these violent protests. Number one, the kids who want to just get out of the house. Number two, infrastructure engineers that set up the bricks and the Molotov cocktails and the arsons, et cetera. The thugs, professional thugs. And then the next one, three professional organizers like Antifa and Black Lives Matter and others. And then finally, the four, the professional mercenaries who provide air cover for a variety of parties and also assassinate police, et cetera. So she said these are all paid jobs, and that's not going to happen unless the U.S. military has either stood down or is part of doing it, which is absolutely correct. Now, this lady is a political insider with a lot of experience. So this is something that, well, I certainly don't question this analysis. She said, I told you when FSAB 56 passed, and that's a law, that this was a secret monies for secret armies. I bet you any amount of money that those 50 to 100 protests in American cities were financed by FASAB 56. So wrap your head around this, Americans, and Andy too. Americans are paying for these violent protests to wreck our cities and wreck our lives. Then she says there are 37 Federal Reserve locations in the country. So if you have violent protests in 33 counties, which we have, that's because the Fed either wants that to happen or they're standing down and letting it happen. Now, the Fed has their own private police force. So if we defund the police in those 37 locations, guess who's going to have the most powerful police force? So again, you have layers and layers of manipulation and deception. And of course, the press is integral to the process. It's very much part of this whole operation. And then she was asked by the interviewer in one of the interviews about Trump and what's his role. And she said, well, Trump seems to be going along with all this. And she said, it's interesting because he originally resisted the vaccine mandates. But after Fauci and Gates' credibility were utterly destroyed based on the facts, he promoted and started a program called Operation Warp Speed. Now, OWS is being run by the former head of research from GlaxoSmithKline, who is a bioelectronics expert and according to the Financial Times, is one of the leaders on brain-to-machine interface. Operation Warp Speed is set up to coordinate with the Department of Defense. The DOD is set to buy 600 million syringes, basically two for each person in America, and these are set up with digital, this whole system is set up with digital voting, so they can be put in a database to see who gets what vaccine when, et cetera. So you start to see the total takeover of humanity as we know it. She also makes the point, since World War II, the U.S. government has merged with organized crime. Now, you and I have done a series, I think five-part series on mafia states. So here she just says it. Since World War II, the U.S. government has merged with organized crime. For example, the CIA runs the illegal drug, human trafficking, sex trafficking networks in cooperation with the FBI, NSA, and the largest banks. If we continue to finance cities and counties and states, she says, that are doing these diabolically evil things, we are complicit in that evil. So, see, this is what's really been getting to me, Andy, is, you know, I can't talk to most people I know, including my family and friends, about the gang stalking. I can't tell them, hey, your tax dollars are paying to torture and kill me with exotic weaponry. They can't hear it. So the fact is their tax dollars are doing that. And they have these very smart people, but they've completely abdicated responsibility by the fact that they've been so deluded, and they maintain this delusion. So it's almost like self-interest kicks in, and they figure, oh, I'm better off if I just keep my head down and I'll be good. Nobody will bother me. So, hey, if they, you know, if they take you out, well, you know, those are the breaks, you know. So it's very, very diabolically clever. Anyway, she's talking about how so many Americans are in this middle of the road position, but she said that's not possible. Now we have to either choose liberty or slavery. And obviously, she's identified the system which is meant to enslave us. And I have now connected that system with, number one, the Satan's kids, who I think are behind it, and number two, with the 70-year program of targeting individuals electromagnetically with exotic weaponry, which has been done in many countries, and which now that system is perfected to the point where they're ready to roll it out on the human race. She says our response is we have to fight the vaccine mandates. These are considered medicine, and when we show that they are not medicine, they no longer have the liability, they no longer have the profitability. So, number one, we don't take the mandates unless we want the mark of the beast. But number two, we don't even call them vaccines. They're toxins, they're injections, they are poisonous injections. And of course, our next response, we do not accept slavery. She says the masks are puppy training. Today it's the mask, tomorrow it's the vaccine or the toxin. And she says, this can be turned around, but we are going to have to stand and fight. This will be a county-by-county trench warfare. So she says, get to know and befriend your local sheriff, because that is the local power in your county. There's 3,100 counties in the United States, and I'm not sure about England or Britain, Andy, but she's talking to specifically to Americans. And then she also, I think, makes the points that we have to choose life and liberty as they are guaranteed by God. They are inalienable rights, and they are enshrined and guaranteed in our Constitution. And we have to, individually and as a group, reject this diabolically illegal enslavement transhumanism system, which is masquerading now as the Great Reset. So those are just some of the points that are in these interviews, Andy. I'll quiet down right now if you'd like to jump in, and then we can go in whatever direction.
Yeah, they were really interesting points. I mean, Catherine Austin Fitz is a great voice out there. I agree. I always look forward to hearing her shows. But what we'll do, because we've got about 15 minutes left and we've got a song to play that Eric put together, so it's probably a good time to play that now, and that should still give us just over 10 minutes till the end of the show. So this is called Let's Get Together, and we'll play it right now for you folks.
Love is but the song we're singing, and fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Know the dove is on the wing, and you need not know why. Come on, people, now. Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, we will surely pass. when the one who left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading on the grass. Come on, people, now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. If you hear the song we're singing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear all in your trembling hands. One key unlocks them both, you know, and it's at your command. Come on, people, now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people, now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Excellent. Really enjoyed that one. I've listened to it a couple of times, and I was talking to Eric about it before, trying to work out what it reminded me of, and Eric thought it might be another one of his songs that I've got. But actually, I just realised while I was playing it, Tim Buckley. Do you remember Tim Buckley, Eric?
I do remember Tim Buckley. He was great. He was probably one of these mind controls, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was just looking up because I've got most of his albums. It was either Happy Sad or Sophronia. It was that sort of sound, because, of course, he changed his sounds and he did something very weird with Star Sailor, which I just couldn't get. But anyway, we've got 10 minutes left, so I'll go back to you for the next topics you want to raise.
Yeah, well, that song, I'll just mention, this is a song, I think one of the great songs of the 60s, which is a very, very creative time, and really, you know, talks about, it's bringing out our better angels, you know, a choice between love and fear. And of course, we still have that choice, but the government is coming down, you know, and promoting fear, social distancing, wearing masks, wearing gloves, be afraid of a common cold, be afraid of, you know, passing it on to your neighbor. I mean, the devil must be just laughing at this, the ingenuity of this plan. Well, he probably came up with it because the devil's kids, of course, are doing his bidding. But, you know, to that I would say, well, we have our identity in Christ and we have our identity in God. Let me just read from the book of Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that he might receive the adoption, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, the Holy Spirit, crying, Abba, Father. Abba is a familiar kind of like daddy. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? Well, again, this is our choice, freedom or slavery. God has given us freedom. We are free and liberated in Him and in Christ, our Lord and Savior. If we let Satan's kids pull this off and move us into this post-human world, I suggest, this will be, you know, the greatest disaster ever. I also think that this event may coincide with the tribulation and the return of Christ himself. But meanwhile, I think the evidence is pretty strong for that. But meanwhile, I think it's up to us to maintain our identity as children of God, as free human beings, to take this opportunity to try to evangelize, to try to win souls for Christ. Certainly we need the armor of God, as in Ephesians 6, and certainly we need to pray for his protection, his guidance. And in our response to this diabolically evil program, which is destroying millions right now, destroying lives, livelihoods, jobs, destroying our way of life, destroying Christian civilization quite deliberately, you know, by telling gruesome Newsom in California is telling people, you know, you can't sing in church, you can't meet and have Bible studies in a home. Obviously, the church is being targeted because they know that we are who we are. And the war has always been against the Christians and the Christian church and Christ himself. So this is the battle lines. This is the battle lines.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll turn it back to you, Andy, and let you comment if you'd like.
Well, it was just I don't see any political solution. You know, we had our political solution with Brexit in the UK. Let's get out of this big globalist mess. You had your election of Donald Trump in the USA, and what has actually changed? We haven't even got Brexit, and we voted for it like 4 years ago, and we're still in there. It's absolute lunacy. And all the things that people voted for, what of those things has Trump done? So it just goes to prove to us that there's no political solution to our problems. And incidentally, there are so many laws on so-called hate speech, and Brother Nathaniel says hate speech is speech that the Jews hate to hear. Essentially, if you can't even voice your concerns without risking being called a hater, then you've got no, you've got no freedom. You can't rely on a political system anymore. And violence is forbidden to us as Christians in the sense of, in the New Testament, we've literally got to occupy until his return. So I agree with what Eric says. Now is the time to evangelize. And, you know, if in the book of Deuteronomy, it says if you obey the laws, you'll get the blessings. And if you disobey them, you'll get the cursings. Well, if you look at all the laws we've been disobeying over the decades, you can see why we've lost God's protection. And I think the only way to get it back is to start obeying the laws. Back to you, Eric. Eric, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm afraid you were breaking up, but I think I caught the essence of what you're saying. Let me just read the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So we've obviously reached that point. We have criminals in our governor mansions and in our White House and in the halls of our Senate and Congress, etc. We do need to take these. Jefferson believed that the Tree of Liberty needed to be watered with the blood of patriots. He was a Christian, but maybe not a traditional Christian. But yes, we're up against it now. We have to push back very, very hard. We have to get these people out of their governor mansions. I mean, Newsom is going to destroy California, just like Cuomo is going to destroy New York. This is the plan. Trump is going to destroy the United States. This is the plan. He himself is a Jew, and 19 out of 23 White House staffers are Jewish. The takeover by infiltration and contamination has been almost complete. So I think that we're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to, there's going to have to be many, many demonstrations. It's going to be trench warfare. I believe Catherine Austin Fitz is right in that sense, to maintain our lives now, and livelihoods and way of life.
Yes, absolutely. We certainly have to, take a good look at ourselves and a good look at our societies and, the freedoms that we're promised through, basically we're promised the freedom to do virtually anything sexually. That's really what our freedoms are today. But if you want to be able to speak truth, if you want to be able to point out criminality, no, that would be hate, you see. So they disguise what freedom is. They've redefined what freedom is. And they've given us a form of freedom of which I've got absolutely no interest in, and taken away the actual freedom of thought and freedom of expression that we've enjoyed for centuries. So that would be my last word. And Eric, we've got about a minute left for you to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that was a very good point. I think that, their goal is to corrupt us to the point where we are no longer God's children. And they're going to do it any way they can. They're going to do it through, temptation, of course, as the devil. Devil is a tempter and an accuser and a confuser. We see all of those weapons now pulled out against us. We have to realize this is a spiritual war. We have to come together as a body of Christ, to defend ourselves. And I thank you so much for your efforts, Andy. Has what I said resonated today with the Catherine Austin Fitz insights? Does that seem like a very likely explanation to you?
Yes, and excellent work putting that together, and excellent work, Catherine, for putting it down initially. And that's why Eric's websites are so important, folks, because he transcribes such a lot of material. And the links to all of his websites will be available in the post for this show, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. So please check out Eric's websites there. Tomorrow it is, of course, the weekend, so I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll, of course, be back with you all on Monday. And until then, folks, bye for now.